Hello and welcome to Crosstalk with your hosts, Martha Lee, Bill McMillan Sr., and Anna May, a podcast dedicated to encouraging and pointing people to Christ through the power of testimony, to provoke you to find your calling in the Lord. Hebrews 10:24 says, "Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works." This podcast is brought to you by Cornerstone Ministries New Life Church. So join us on this journey to reach the world for Christ, starting in our own backyard. We pray you enjoy the podcast and it blesses and encourages you. And may you grow in His Word and Spirit.
Welcome to Crosstalk, where we're going to continue in our series, How We Got Here. Today, we're pleased to have Pam Stanley with us today. Welcome, Pam.
Welcome, Pat.
Howdy, Pam.
So glad to be here.
Well, we're excited to have you. And Bill is going to start with the first question.
Amen, Pam. What we want to ask you is where you got saved and when you got saved and what brought you to it in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, I'm so happy to share that with you guys. Yes. Well, you know what? I got saved when I was very young. And I'd have to say my mother and father led me to it.
Amen.
And I've been saved pretty much my whole entire life. If you could say that, that would be me. I'd say around 8 years old, I accepted Jesus into my heart.
Amen.
At our little church when I was little. And then I don't think I knew what I was doing then, though. I didn't really know the effect of it, but I knew God had me. And I'd say when I was about 10 years old, I had the privilege of going to a Christian school. And there was a speaker there. I wish I remembered his name. He was a preacher. And we used to have a beautiful, fabulous chapel on Wednesdays. I remember even it was on a Wednesday. And he was speaking. And I don't know what it is, but it was something about that service that I knew what salvation was, and I cried.
Amen.
When I went up to the altar, they had an altar call. So me being saved to maybe knowing what it meant was around 10 years old that I really knew what I was doing, accepting Jesus as my Savior.
Amen.
And
that's
it was
beautiful.
Cool.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. I remember being moved at such a young age and crying at the altar, and I knew that Jesus was my Savior.
Amen. 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 And it is a privilege to attend a Christian school, too. It's a good thing.
Yes, it was.
It is. I would like to ask you. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just saying, you know, I didn't know it was a privilege at the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you had to wear the uniforms, and it was strict,
mm-hmm.
and it was small, and it wasn't, you know, I didn't feel like a privilege, but I didn't know the sacrifices and things my mom and dad made
That's
to
right.
send me there.
Mm-hmm.
And what an honor it was to go there and have all that word pumped into me. And, you know, I pull right now at my age, I still remember things that was said to me.
Amen.
And I didn't know it then, but I sure do know it now, what a privilege it was.
Amen. Amen.
Raise the child in the way they should go, right?
Yes.
It is.
God had me way back then. He had a call on me back then in my life. I could, you know, I didn't know it, but you could feel it. I felt the tug. That's the day I remember feeling that tug at my heart when I was
Amen.
10 years old.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I would like to ask you, who were some major influences in your life, and how important do you feel it is to be an influence to others yourself?
Well, I have a lot. I'm spoiled again. Privileged, if you want to say it. A very privileged to have so many influences in my life.
Amen.
So many. My mother, my father, my sisters, my brothers, my aunts, my uncles, all influenced my life throughout my life. Growing up, now into my age now, I have so many influences. But I would have to say, and I'm sure everyone would, most people would say, the most influential person in my life was my mother.
Amen.
Even though I wish I could be half the woman she was. You know, just
she was quite a woman.
Again, yes, I couldn't. You know, like I said, I didn't know what I was living when I was young, but now older, I, you know, it was amazing the life I had.
Amen.
Amen. Praise
Amen.
God.
Yeah.
Praise
I had
God.
The privilege, Pam, one time of going over to ministries, and they took me for lunch, and here when I landed in the back, I believe it was at Kim's house, here's your mom and the sisters, the aunts, the three of them, right? And
yes.
they were unmistakable. You know, they got a hold of me, and Kim said, okay, you're in for it now, sis. And they just said a beautiful prayer. They spent time with me, and they really touched my heart. I never forgot it. When I think about that and
That's
think
so
about your mom,
hear.
The three of them
That's
together,
so
they were a power pack team.
Amen.
They really were, and they would be called around here, Anime, we'd call them the Ninja Turtles, because they were power-packed.
Amen. Amen.
Well, they ninja'd me that day.
The crime fighters, we call them.
Amen.
Amen.
So, would you like to share with us some outstanding moments that you've seen through your walk with Christ, or, you know, in meetings, or whatever the Lord's laid on your heart?
Yes, I would. You want me to share my testimony?
Whatever.
And stuff like that?
Yep. Whatever yes. you want.
Okay. Well, I'm going to share with you like how God has led me this far. And then you know what, Anime? What's amazing about Jesus is you would say, "What am I doing?" There's nothing really on the outside. People looking at me, you would say, "Wow, what's this woman doing? She's just a married woman." Happily married, I have a fabulous husband God has blessed me with, and beautiful children that are all happily married, grandchildren, and I just live I'm a homemaker, and I did do Sunday school for 30 some years
Amen.
There with Cornerstone, and sat in the back, and I'm just living. There's nothing spectacular about my life but Jesus.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
It.
Amen.
He's the jewelry I wear. Mm-hmm. Let's say he's Amen. What shines most in my life, and I think it's very, very, very important as us, like you said, in as traveling people, Romney people, Gypsy people, how we, you know, we pride ourselves, and I hate the word pride. So Amen. You know, I hate that word. I hate Amen. Pride, but our people take pride in being who they are. Mm-hmm. And what they have and what they do and all this stuff and how they look. And I think that the most important thing in my life is I am truly humbled that God loves me,
Amen.
You know,
mm-hmm.
He loves me, and he's shined his light in my life, and he's there every step of the way. Mm-hmm. That's my testimony. Is I'm a lot. There's nothing you would say. Oh, Pam, what are you doing? That he makes every little thing matter. Like he comes in and I can be pouring coffee for my husband, and we can have church there at the table.
Amen.
And that, and then I can shine my light to my children, and that I can talk to my grandbabies, and I have church in the car with my daughter-in-laws or with my daughters. And you know, I try to make him be the point of everything in life. I'm actually, you know what? I'm actually aggravating. I know I am. To some people.
Amen.
You know, it's actually Amen. Like, are you kidding at last?
Well,
and
no, I
you
think,
know what? I'm not kidding. It's not a joke. It's real. He's real. God is this real in my life, and he's made himself real. And that's my biggest testimony is, as I've got older, you know, I told you, when I was 10 years old is when I felt salvation in my life, and I knew he with this thing I felt. But let me tell you, let me fast forward to my mother's death when I was 40 years old. All them years later is when I found out about this stuff, grace. I really didn't even know. I was doing all this religious stuff, you know, religion.
Amen.
And I was doing and performing, and I thought he was up there with a checklist marking off all the good things I had done.
Praise God. Praise God.
You know, and then when my mother died, my world flipped upside down. My father had died three years before. My young mother-in-law, right there wrong with my dad. There's so many, like, other things up to that point. When my mom died, it was like a crap. And then he revealed his grace to me. Like, when he shows up in your life and everything else falls apart, it's it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful mess.
Amen.
That brings
Amen.
You to
it
grace.
Is. Yeah, it is.
It's a beautiful mess.
Mm-hmm. He really is. It's a beautiful mess that God, that's what I've been reading in Acts 27 about Paul when he was on the ship and it got torn to pieces. And it was how the storm came and how they tried to hold it all together. They even took a rope and they slung it up under the boat to hold it all together. And the whole point of the whole message to me there is that it didn't hold together and that it fell apart. And what was on that boat, Anna Mae, it was Paul with this beautiful message, what he was bringing, this gospel of grace. And that was what survived the ship. It was him and everyone on board the ship. This thing that they tried to hold together, this vessel that they tried to hold together, didn't hold together. But God's promises, God's grace and mercy never fails.
Amen.
And He sees us through. Amen. And he helps us get to the shore. And that's what I like to shine most in my life. And I'll tell you, right up to that moment when my mom passed away, I'm ashamed to say it. I was very judgmental of others. I was, like I said, I was very religious. And when my mom passed away, and I felt this beautiful grace in my life that I knew I didn't have it all together, and He let me see. You know, a lot of us have this facade out front, like I said, the boat out front, and the vessel and the structure out front, and you look like you have it all together, and you're going somewhere, like Paul thought he was doing on the ship, and you think you're doing this and you're doing that, and then it takes the mess, takes the storm to Amen. Show you're nothing.
That's good.
You're nothing.
Amen.
You're nothing. It ain't about you. It's about what's inside of you.
Amen.
It's about what you have down inside. It ain't about what you're carrying. It ain't about nothing what you're hauling. It ain't about all your stuff. It ain't about what you're packing on the boat. But it's about what you have down inside of you. And so that's what, when God revealed His beautiful love and grace and mercy in my life, I was much older. You understand? And I think that's one of the most beautiful things that ever happened in my life, is when God come down and shine in my life. And I've been able now to release that judgment, that self-righteousness, that looking down on others. I'm ashamed to say it, but you got it. You know, this is who I was.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
Pretending and performing.
Amen.
And playing the part. And then when I learned that I am nothing, it's just what the Jesus in me, I can extend that mercy and grace to others. This is, I want to read you this scripture. It's one of my favorite scriptures, and I know everybody loves it. Lamentations 3:22-23. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, and great is His faithfulness.
Amen.
Isn't that wonderful to know that when we're faithless, when we're not faithful, when we fail, when we're unmerciful, and
Amen.
When we're ungracious, that His never runs out. And
Amen.
He is He's faithful. He takes up our slack. He comes in and He picks up where we fail. And I think that's a problem with a lot of people today, Anna Mae, is they think they're perfect.
Amen.
And I know we're all striving for that perfection, but it's only Jesus.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
It.
Amen.
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
I mean, that's my biggest testimony. And from that moment when my mom died and my husband had a major heart attack, he almost died. My beautiful nephew Al left us, near killed me. That was my, when he was growing up and I was just married, that he never left me. And then all these things where God has shown grace in my life. You know, he come in where you think one bullet, one major bomb after another, atomic bombs, and you're like wrecking your ship, tearing you to pieces, storm after storm, and you're not holding it together. Let me tell you, my daughter got these bad reports from my grandson, and I did not want to pray anime. Mm-hmm. I was not praying like I should. I couldn't fast. I stuffed my face more with my nerves. But God, and God's grace showed up there. Amen. I know it wasn't me. Amen. He held me up. He was faithful when I was faithless.
Amen.
And that's my testimony.
Amen.
It's, praise God.
I don't have it all together. My boat is tore apart.
Amen.
But he is inside me, and he helped me, and he's enough. His grace is sufficient. That's my Amen. Other favorite scripture. His grace is sufficient.
Amen.
For his power is made perfect in my weakness, in 2 Corinthians 12:9. His grace is enough.
Amen.
And imagine, he all our failures, all our flaws, all the things where I thought I had it all together, he tipped my world upside down. I went from this religious woman,
Amen.
This religious, prim and proper pretendant, because I was not perfect. I was evil behind the scenes. You understand?
Yep.
Holding hate Amen. In my heart. Unforgiveness. Judging people and looking down on people. I wouldn't have done it like that. This is in my heart. Do you
right.
understand?
Amen. Yes. Amen. Yes.
You know
exactly.
All that. I know we're all guilty of that.
It's a big
know?
Thing with our people, absolutely.
Yes. You know, but smiling and giving everybody a smile and teaching Sunday school, perfect. But, buddy, I had a lot of opinions.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? That's the sin. Is we think we're perfect on the outside, and Amen. God wants our hearts clean.
Amen.
He's the only one like this that can come in and get us Amen. And get us under control. I'm so glad he came in and Amen. Crushed me and crushed my structure, my boat. He smashed it to powder to get to this stuff. There's nothing left of me.
Praise
I want to
see
that. That's what I like. That's what Amen. I like. I want everyone to see me. There it is. I don't care if you remember me and you don't even know who I am talking on this a podcast. Who is this person? I'm a nobody, and that's my testimony.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That's I preaching, girl. That's preaching.
I want to be nothing.
Amen.
There
Amen.
It is.
Amen.
I hope
God.
Nobody knows who I am, but they know Jesus.
Amen.
That's my testimony.
Amen.
That's the bottom line.
What did he say? Let us decrease that he may increase.
Amen.
Amen.
But when
Amen.
When you were saying that, Pam, I'll tell you what come to me in my spirit is Jesus says to us, come as a child, right?
Yeah.
And what is a child? When you bring a newborn home from the hospital, my mom used to say to me, she'd look at them and say, look at them. You have to feed them. You have to change them. You have to bath them. You have to hug them. You have to move them. If you didn't do that, they're so helpless, they would die.
Amen.
Without the parent, they would die. And that's how he is with us. Without him,
yes.
we would die. We're helpless without
Amen.
Him. So we got to come as a child. I need you to feed me, to do all the things I need. Come
Amen.
As a child.
Amen.
And then
Amen.
When we do that, he's glorified. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
Praise God.
I just wanted to say that you was when you were saying you didn't realize the privilege to have so many family members, you know, speaking into your life, being an example and all those
yes.
things. Then later on now, as I'm listening to your testimony, you are being that to your family. You know what I'm saying? They are getting
like
that privilege. They have seen the beautiful mess. You've lived all these things out in front of them.
What, I mean, hope I am.
Yes, you
yes.
have. You know, and then.
And you know what? Currently, we're going through with my other daughter. We had some outrageous reports currently, asking for prayer. Whoever listens for my youngest daughter, she had some bad reports on her eyes. It was very mm-hmm. scary. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, again, you want to be this structured person. You want to have
Amen.
The right word, the right scripture.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? The right prayers and the right scriptures when you is there for you. That grace is sufficient. He comes out of you. It's enough. You know what? I like the story so much, that Acts 27, that's where I'm like hanging out there. You know, I'm going to be ministering on this word. I'm dwelling here. I love this scripture right now.
Amen.
So Acts 27, you know, he said, you're going to be saved. He said, you know, everybody on this boat's going to be saved. Jump on in. And some of them grabbed a piece of the boat, and they swam to shore. I love it because, you know, sometimes, anime, sometimes, my brother and sister, you're not going to have it all.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to have the sermon. You're not going to have the full song. You're not going to have you're not going to remember the whole message you heard or the whole scripture. I get stumbling around. I can't even remember the word too much, but I got that piece. I got that little bit, I can grab on. It's enough. Mm-hmm. When when he says, my grace is sufficient, it's enough. That's
Amen.
How good he is.
Amen.
You can just say his name, Jesus, and he comes and he knows what you mean. Even when you stumble on your words, when you weren't even in your word like you should have been. Like I said, he's faithful. He
Amen.
Cuts up the slack. I love. It was such a beautiful thing to me when my mom died, and I felt that comfort and his peace and his in that grace, because I got to rest finally. I got to rest in that beautiful. It was no more struggle, no more. It was he got me. When you can to breathe, you know, like just breathe now. Like, can you picture Paul swimming to shore and they're out of breath? And when they get there, they can finally catch their breath. And that's what you got beat to death to get here to this point.
Amen.
And I really all these little things where he led me to here today.
Amen.
And takes us through all these things. And you know what? That's like I said. That's my testimony. Is I do appreciate the pieces. And that was recent book right now, Crumbs, I wrote, was about the little bits I've gathered, and I put them together, and I share them because I learned that it's enough, and that
Amen.
You doubt yourself, and you think you're, you know, this little bit, and what
Amen.
Are you doing? You know, this little testimony, who is it? But he's in it. He's in my testimony, and he's enough.
Praise
he's
God.
Enough.
Amen.
You know?
Praise God. Praise God. Amen. We was wanting to ask you what your vision would be for our people in the future from your heart. What would your vision be for us?
Well, for all our people, like I said, we're a proud bunch.
Amen.
We are.
A little.
Yeah, I know. I can see it in all our groups of people, all our different cultures. We all have our little cultures and our little cliques. Yes, and our yes, all our traditions and
Amen.
All of our culture and all of our things that we think we're doing. There's a way it says that seems right unto man,
Amen.
And that way is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
As much as we want to, you know, we cherish it. We got to remember who we are because mm-hmm. it's made us who we are. But I think a lot of my vision for all of us, and it's going to come to pass. Is just like I was speaking about, that losing of ourselves.
Amen.
That dying to ourselves, that getting rid of us, that we're who we are.
That's good.
It's not about who we are, it's about who he is.
Amen.
I'd like to see less us and more Jesus in our people.
Amen.
I really do. That's my vision and my hope, and I do try to preach that in our family. And like
Amen.
I said, my mom was a big you know, preacher of that in my home growing up. My mom was very, very loving and kind to all people, every religion, every creed, breed, color.
Amen.
She was one of the kindest. And I didn't know this. I thought this was normal. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
I thought this was normal stuff until you get out into the world. And you join in with other families and groups of people, and you realize that, wow, you know, people talk about wealth and their family, with their family inheritance and Amen. All the stuff what they have, the stockpile of stocks and property and all this grandeur what they got. But you know what? I don't think nobody realizes how grandiose my family's life was.
Amen.
I don't think Amen. No one knows where we came from. I never knew. It was the lapse of luxury.
Amen.
It was wow. It was like living in a palace, and we had this little white house on Churchman's Road, and it was amazing that, you know, and I long on it now, the anointing, the prayers, the valuable word, the scripture, the song, the Amen. Humbleness,
praise God,
the love, God. The grace, Amen. The mercy,
Amen.
Continually preach Amen. And live. My mom didn't ever preach on stage, Anna Mae.
No.
She never held the microphone. Oh, wow, but the woman spoke. You know, Amen. She just lived it. She just lived it.
I was going to say, and some people live it.
To me today.
Yes.
Yes, she just lived it.
Yes.
She just Amen. Lived love and was very kind. And like I said, I want to emulate her style of Jesus Amen. In my life.
Follow
in
me as I follow
I'm
Christ. Yep.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
I just want to, I want to, that would be my hope for all our people.
Amen.
Praise getting God. Rid of us. And getting Jesus.
Amen.
That's it.
That's good.
You know, maybe not have all of our who we are in culture so much, and just be about who we are in Christ, you know?
Amen.
And not be proud by that. Like I said, I hate the word. Be humbled by it.
Yes.
That
Amen.
He picked us.
That's good. Yeah.
That he picked each and every one of us to shine his light. Imagine that. How he come and shone his life into each of our little, and into our people.
Amen.
That he picked the headstrong right. people, and he loved us anyway, in spite of us. You understand?
Amen.
That's
Amen.
What it makes us mean. Amen. Yep, that's what I'd like to see.
Yep.
Amen. Praise
you
God,
know,
sister.
Preaching is done in so many different ways. You said she was never on the stage. The few times that I went over to your mom's house with your sister Debbie or that, you walked in the home, you were felt the love of Christ off of her, what you're talking about. The moment you walked through the door of the house, you could feel the love of the mm-hmm. Lord. You were invited. I was invited in, not as a visitor, but as family. Come sit here, my girl.
He loved you.
You know, desserts. Yes. And at the end, I just had a big meal. No, honey, you got to have this. You know what I'm talking about. And
yes.
a cup of tea was made for you. And it went from how was your kids and family to you were ministered to. I left,
yes.
and I could have went to a revival and never got what I got sitting with her for 20 minutes at her table. And that is a ministry that
it
is sometimes not recognized, but such an important ministry.
Amen.
Because it emulates the Lord. It emulates
it
what was in her heart. And Amen. She shared it with
yeah.
others. And I just wanted to say that I know your mother
appreciate that.
Not
I
as close
it.
As anybody else, but what I knew of her from when I seen her, that was how she trapped me, and she was
and
a
that,
wonderful
like
woman.
I said, everybody has beautiful stories of
sure.
their beautiful mothers, and
yep.
they love them, but that's my story of
right.
my mother.
Right.
And it was a grandiose, I say it now, with I'm humbled by it.
Right.
I can't believe what, you know, it was amazing life the Lord gave me. And it pours out of me
mm-hmm.
now. That's why
Amen.
I can speak like this.
We
That's
had some good moms.
That's why I have the nerve to write my little corny, cheesy books and things, is because it's in me and it got to come out. You know, she poured it in me. And you would get chastised and you would get corrected. And like I said, she didn't like you to be boastful and proud, and she didn't like you to be arrogant, and she didn't like you to be mean or picking on anyone or anyone of who isn't your family or anything.
Right.
She just showed love, and
Amen.
That's what I want to do. That's my testimony. I
Me
love
too.
To just
Amen.
Be able to show love. Amen. That's it.
Praise Amen. God.
And I feel at it, but like I said, his grace is sufficient. I'm not perfect by no means, but his grace picks up where I slack, and that's where I rest in the NMA. And I'm privileged and honored that you called to hear. I'm excited. I can't believe I get to tell how good he is to me, Jesus, on this podcast. I'm amazed that people want to hear that how good Jesus is to me.
Amen.
He's been so good. He's been so good.
Mm-hmm.
He really
Amen.
Has.
Praise Amen. God. Praise God. Well, just before we started, me and Manny May, I have a We Promise book, God's Promises, and we was flipping it back and forth. And I got a scripture before I even talked to you, and it was 2 Corinthians 5:17. It says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ Jesus, he is a new creation, or she. Old things pass away. And behold, all things have become
Amen.
New.
Amen. Talking about Jesus.
It's, Amen.
The Lord's been opening up doors. People have been calling me. I did another podcast. And like, I'm always in the background. I don't talk much. I told the Lord, if you ask me to do it, I'll do it.
Amen.
You know?
Amen. That's where we're
like
supposed
to
be.
Is there anything else you'd like to share with us before we close?
No, that's it. I think that was good. I just like to hear how good God is to me.
Amen.
He's been
Amen.
Really good.
Amen. Well, let me ask you this quick, Pam, before we close out. If there's somebody riding the fence of, should I fully commit to Christ, or, you know, I don't want to maybe get into all this, maybe it's a burden, or, you know, riding the fence, what would you say to them on closing out on us? What would you say?
Well, I'd say that there's no sitting on the fence. That you got to come on over, and the grass is greener over
Amen.
Here.
Amen.
And God is so good.
Amen.
And that, you know, you're missing out.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. Life goes by so fast.
Oh,
it's so
Amen.
Short. And my only regret is that I didn't know sooner.
Amen.
I know I've known him my whole life, Amen. But I wish I would have had some more with him.
Amen.
I wish I wish I could did better. I wish I could do this stuff way, way better, you know, than I'm doing it now. But like I said, he's great. I think the worse we are, the more we fumble, because it's impossible not to. It's the more he gets the show off, the more he gets to shine his grace in all of our lives, the more crooked we are, the more sloppy and messed up we are, the more this great God gets to show off.
Amen.
The
Amen.
More this prim and proper, perfect Christian, religious person, I kind of think we're blocking. Mm-hmm. You know, people are looking
Amen.
At us.
Amen.
Amen. That's
and
good.
That's
you
good.
Become
yeah.
a little
Praise
bit
God.
Disheveled and be honest and let people see you're just a normal person, you know.
Amen.
And you're not this perfect person, prim and proper. You do have failures. That his grace is in his abounding love and his mercy. This God, this great God, people can see him.
Amen.
In spite
Amen.
Of me.
That's good.
I hope people can hear Jesus, that they didn't hear me spitting and fumbling in my words, that Jesus got to come out.
Amen.
Amen.
Podcast.
That's good.
He did.
That's good.
We appreciate you too. And I say that all the time about me and Charlie. I said to him, if people look and say, hey, if them two nuts can do it, we can definitely do it.
Amen.
You know,
yeah,
but that's it. But we sure do appreciate you, Pam.
Amen.
And we appreciate you taking time so much. We love you. And thank you so much for coming on and doing
I'm
our little podcast.
Can I make one mother
yes.
more thing?
Yes.
Be ready for my new study journal. It's a little fun study journal, creative, how to draw a bow.
Okay.
And it's a play on words with the bow and arrow, and the bow that, you know, everybody's been doing the big fluffy bow.
Yeah.
Play on words. But I hope it blesses everyone, and they're going to be coming out in 2 weeks.
Okay,
that sounds good. That sounds good.
Amen.
That's good. Okay.
Amen. So they're coming out closer to June, right?
Yep. The second week in June, I'll be having them.
Okay. Amen. So we got
to
make sure and get them.
They're just a little fun study journal for the young girls. I think they're going to enjoy it.
Yes.
How about the old men? Can we enjoy it? Okay.
No, we're going to let you in.
Okay.
Once again, Pam, thank you so much. We love
God
you. Thank
bless.
You, Pam.
I love you. Thank you for your beautiful work you're doing and encouraging everybody. I love you and appreciate it.
Well, that's our podcast for this week. Join us next Monday for the latest podcast. And remember, you can scroll down and listen to any that you missed. Please follow us on Spotify and tap the notification bell to have every new podcast loaded automatically. The Spotify app is free and it makes it much easier. We will be posting new podcast links on New Life Church Facebook page every Monday. Thank you for listening, and we hope you listen next week. God bless.